Well, hello there. You are about to enter the mind of the mindset maniac. Your mindset is the most important part of your existence. Don't believe me? You will. With a healthy, adaptive, and expansive mindset, you can achieve anything, and you can learn to use every challenge in your life to benefit you in some way. I am here to teach you all the ways your mindset dictates your current experiences in life and ultimately your future. This podcast will teach you applicable tools and resources that you can start applying today to improve your life. So what are we waiting for? Let's go ahead and jump right in. What is up, my friends? Welcome back to another episode of The Mindset Maniac. I am Leslie Crevar, your host and Mindset Maniac, and I am really excited to be here with you today. As always, I'm always excited to chat with you in this way and kind of put something out there in the world that I just trust will be helpful, if anything, just thought-provoking. And what I want to talk about today is something that came up in one of the recent journal labs. So if you are not familiar with the journal lab, this is a space that I've created. Right now it's completely free, where you can come in on one of the given journal lab days. For instance, right now we have one that's running on Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The other one is running on Fridays at 10:30 a.m. and it's 60 minutes. I bring the prompts and we journal together. So you'll see the prompts. We will sit in, I want to say silence, but I have lovely music playing in the background that inspires creativity and relaxation, as it says. But yeah, we put the music on and we journal from anywhere between 10 to 15 minutes, depending on the prompts. And we allow kind of our inner wisdom to float up, and for these the answers to these questions to float up, and we recognize how we feel, and we recognize themes, and then we talk about it, right? So we process out what we've learned, and we learn from others. And being the coach and the facilitator of this space, I will often offer, you know, different tools that I have, or different perspectives, or alternative thoughts that we can utilize that will help move us forward, or help us heal, or help us get unstuck, depending on what it is that's coming up. And so it's such a special space. It is 60 minutes that I say is devoted to you, for whatever you need it for. Journaling is something that I'm so passionate about. It is something that has changed me as a person in so many different ways. And it's just something that I want to continue to encourage everyone to do. And holding this lab and holding this space is one of the ways that I can do that. So if you're not familiar with the lab, the information is in the show notes. So take a look there or email me, ask me questions about it. I'd love to chat further. So again, what I want to talk about today was inspired by one of the labs, which was focused on time. And so the way that we started this lab was by identifying, or I should say one of the first prompts was identifying the five most common or most readily available, if you will, thoughts that you have about time. So I had everyone write out their five main thoughts about time. And when we got to the sharing portion, there was a lot of overlap here, depending on who was sharing. And there was a lot of overlap. There was a lot of thoughts like, time goes by too quickly. I don't have enough time. I'm always running out of time. Lots of thoughts like that. And I think that sometimes it's very helpful to hear that you're not alone, that there's not something wrong with you when you're having, I guess, any kind of thought that other people can relate to or can say, yeah, I have that thought as well. But the thing that I do want to say about that is that just because other people are having it doesn't, and it's normal, doesn't mean that it's helpful or that we should just accept that and be like, oh, that's just part of life. It makes us feel a little bit better to know there's nothing wrong with us. But also, like, if that thought isn't serving you, we do want to change it and adjust it and look for different options for us. So again, we journaled on this first question. What are my five main thoughts about time? And then from there, we looked at how that thought made us feel. So the way that I had people do this was like, write out the full sentence, you know, full sentences, five main thoughts that they have about time. And then in parentheses next to each one of those sentences, the feeling that they had in them when they thought that thought. So for example, if you have the thought like time goes by so quickly, for someone that could make, it could bring the feeling of frustration up. For another person, it could make them feel sad. For another person, it could make them feel grateful. So it's really important to notice what feeling we have based on the thought that we're having. And it's not the same for everyone across the board. And that was really cool to recognize as well. As I said, there was a lot of overlap between thoughts that people had, like, oh, I had that too. But then there was a lot of variation between like how each thought made each person feel. So that piece is also really important too, because whatever emotion that we have or whatever feelings, I use those two words oftentimes interchangeably, but the feeling that we have is what drives our actions. So if I have the thought that like time is going by too quickly and it makes me feel sad, the things that I do because I'm feeling sad are going to be very different, obviously, than the things that I would be doing if I had the thought that time is going by so fast and that made me feel grateful. I would be doing things differently from that emotion, if that makes sense. So that was really interesting to, like I said, notice as we were observing what was coming up for everyone. The next question, and this is where I really want to zero in today, was why do I spend the time the way I do? And I don't know if I mentioned this, but while these prompts are up, I'm also journaling with everyone. So they're sharing, I'm sharing. And one of the things that struck me so unexpectedly as I was journaling out the answer to this question, why do I spend the time, my time the way I do? Like completely unexpected and completely like I didn't realize this was happening until like sat back to review and to get ready to share. But everything that I had written, and I'm trying to pull out my journal right now to look at it, but everything that I had written that I do currently in my life, like why I spend my time the way that I do, started with the phrase or the two words, I love. So the things that I had written down were, I love God and I want my faith to grow. That's why, you know, I spend my time doing this. I love my family. I love prioritizing Watson's health, Watson's education, Watson's development. I love to be healthy and I love to feel good. I love doing what I do professionally. So when I sat back and looked at the answers to the question, why do I spend my time the way I do? It was fascinating to me that all of my reasons, the ones that I am focusing on, were rooted in love. And so when I noticed that, I was like, ooh, I wonder if I could flip this on its side. I wonder what would happen if instead of like the phrase I love being what drove the answer to this question, I love doing this and that's why I do it. What if it was like more of that obligatory feeling, right? Like I have to, I don't have a choice, I need to. What would that be like? And as I started to think about that and explore that, what I noticed, what was just really, really cool for me was that was exactly the life that I was experiencing, I would say even 2 years ago. And I've been doing this type of work for a long time. And I feel like, you know, even 2 years ago, I would have been like, oh my gosh, where I am now is just so much better than where I was 2 years prior, 5 years prior. But it, at least in my opinion, the needle keeps moving. There's always more awareness that we can create in a healthy way, not becoming like obsessed, like I'm never going to be where, like I'm always trying to be better in a way that doesn't make us feel like we're good enough now. We're all good enough now, but I think there's always ways that we can continue to like experience life exactly how we want to experience it. And for me, that is a life that's filled and fueled by love. So anyways, when I turned this answer on its side and looked at it more through the lens of like obligation and what that would look like, it showed me the life that I had a few years ago, where if I was answering this question, it would have looked like the reason I do these things is because I have to make sure my child is fed and healthy. I have to like take care of his education. I have to take care of my body. I have to go to Bible study. You know, it would have been focused in that way. And like, I remember that. I feel that like in my body, what it was like to be anchored there and to really, really believe that everything that I was doing was because I had to. I didn't have a choice. And when I felt that way, when I was in that phase of life, and like, it wasn't too long ago, and I'm not going to say that things were bad for me in any way, shape, or form then, but I wasn't, man, life was so much less enjoyable, and I was a lot more anxious because I felt like I didn't have control over how I was spending my time, because it did feel like an obligation, and an obligation feels like something that we don't have any options around. It's like, I have to do this thing. Versus looking at that exact same thing, the way I educate my child, the way that I fuel my body, the way that I take care of my body, the way that I pour into my faith, when I look at it with the anchor of like, I'm choosing to do this because I love it, right? And even if I don't love all parts of it, I'm still focusing on the part that I do love. So I always use this example, like, do I love meal prepping and spending like, you know, a significant amount of time having to think about the menu, being in the kitchen, cutting things up? Like sometimes, and I do, I love parts of it, but there are definitely parts of it that I don't love, but I don't focus on that. They're both available. I know what it's going to feel like if I focus on the part I don't love. I'm going to feel frustrated. But if I zoom in into like, what are the parts of this that I do love? Maybe it's the outcome. Maybe it's the reward. Maybe there is something in the process of it that I enjoy. Then I really get to manufacture, if you will, how I'm going to feel in that moment. The same thing goes with, you know, the thought that I had, or the answer that I shared about loving to be healthy and loving to feel good. I love that there's so many benefits, obviously, in being healthy and feeling good about yourself and your body and the way that you take care of yourself. So I do certain things because of that thought. But do I love getting up at 4 a.m? Not typically, right? And so I could think about that like, oh my gosh, I hate waking up at 4 a.m., but I have to. I have to work out. I never think about it that way. I think about what I love about the outcome, like how I'm going to feel the rest of the day or how that's going to strengthen my body. I focus on that, and that's what allows me to get up and do that. And that's what allows me to feel like, man, I'm taking care of myself in such a great way. And ultimately, all of this is what allows me to perceive my life in a way that it just feels full of love and full of like, I'm doing all of these things that I love doing, not that I have to. And I had a mentor say to me one time that there's literally nothing you have to do other than breathe. You literally do not have to eat. You literally do not have to take care of your children. You literally do not have to exercise. You literally don't have to work. You literally don't have to pay your bills. We don't have to do any of those things, but still we tell ourselves that we do, and we make ourselves feel like we are out of control or that we are living this life of obligation. Now, as I'm saying that, you really might be nodding your head like, no, I do have to feed my children. Now, I do have to take them to school, or I do, you know, if you're me, have to homeschool them. But when we just live in that little sliver of reality where it's like, no, you don't have to, you're choosing to, it changes, at least for me, it changed everything. Because when I look at something that I have an option to do or not do, and I acknowledge the fact that I'm choosing to do it, then I have the opening to look for the love in that. Why am I choosing to do this? And don't let your brain play the trick on you where it's like, because I'm choosing to because I have to. It pulls you right back there. It's like, no, I'm choosing to because I want my child to be fed. I'm choosing to do this because I really care about this specific part of their development. Like, yes, there's the other things that I don't love about this and kind of feels like an obligation, but like that isn't accurate and it doesn't serve me to be in the headspace that this is something that's out of my control. This is something that I have to do. So I wanted to share this with you today because after this call, I had a client who actually, I don't think she was on the call, but maybe there was something that I had shared around the call, or maybe it was just in the interactions that we'd had. But she said something that I've really admired lately, just as you've come back to social media and been sharing more, is that you really seem to be intentional with your time and to also like really like how you're spending your time. And I was like, I love that that's coming through unconsciously. Like I'm not planning obviously to be putting that out in the world. Like, look how much I'm enjoying my time, but it is obviously showing up and people are noticing it because it's true for me. Everything that I'm doing, even the stuff that I could look at as an obligation, we drive 40 minutes each way to get to Bible study every single week. We drive 40 minutes each way to get to our co-op. I drive 30 minutes each way at 4 a.m. to get to my workout, but I don't focus on that because that wouldn't make me feel appreciative or, you know, loving towards those things. And so when I do show up in the world, whether I'm talking about it on social media or I'm sharing something with a client in a chat and I'm talking about something that I'm doing, but I have this sense of like, yeah, I'm enjoying it, I'm loving it, it's because truly I'm rooted in what I love about that or what I appreciate about that. And I'm not living, I want to say this again, I'm not living in this fantasy world where everything's perfect for me. It's definitely not. But that's just not where I choose to spend my time in my brain. We all get that choice. And so I wanted to share this with you today. There were a bunch of other prompts that we journaled on in regards to this topic. We talked about, you know, what was a good one? We finished the sentence of time goes by fast when, and then entered in like when time feels like it's going fast. And then we flipped that on its side and talked about time goes by slow when. And it was really cool to see the contrast for people of like when time felt like it was going by fast and when that was a good thing. And when time felt like it was going by fast and when that wasn't a good thing, and vice versa with the slowness of time. So that was so fun. And a lot of other really cool things. So the power of these journaling labs is this opportunity to see this stuff float up and then decide what you want to do with it. So for me, this was a cool lab to really acknowledge like, wow, everything that I'm choosing to do right now, I am rooting in love. And this is why that's so important to me. And what I want to do with that is really stay in that conscious space with that so that I can continue to do that. And for other people, it might have been just noticing themes in the way that they're thinking, like, wow, a lot of the things that I think about my time make me feel like I'm not in control. What do I want to do with that? Or a lot of the reasons that I shared for why I spend my time the way I do made me feel like I live my life out of obligation. And what do I want to do with that? So it was just very, very, I think, insightful for me, for a lot of people on the call. And we do this in every lab. Whether it's on time, we did one around stress so far. We did one most recently around self-love and the way that we speak to ourselves, which could have been like a 3-hour call. We went over and I really try not to ever do that. And this one, there was just like, there was no holding back. We went about 10 minutes over and there just was a lot to talk about. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode today. If you weren't in that lab, then you got a couple of the really great prompts that we talked about there. And I would love to have you join right now, especially while it's free. And we're just kind of running this to gain like momentum on how amazing this process is. And just to allow people, as many people to experience this as possible, to get in here, to feel what it's like, to feel the benefits, like come in. The link is in the bio. And if you have any questions, shoot me an email. I am back on social media in a lot more of a, I don't know the right word, modest way. But I do pop in there at least a few times a week to answer questions in the DM. So feel free to contact me there as well. Okay, that's all I wanted to share with you today. I trust that there was something in here beautiful for you. God bless you. Let's live a meaningful life. And We will chat soon. Actually, let me go back. I really skimmed over the let's live a meaningful life. You know I sign off like that each time, but let's sit in it, right? Let's sit in it for a moment. Let's live a meaningful life. And the way that we live a meaningful life is to love the way that we are spending our time in our life. Okay. I love you. God bless you. Signing off this time for real. We will chat so soon. Hey, thanks so much for listening along with me today. I hope you found this episode helpful. And if you could do me a solid, drop me a 5-star rating below and please comment what you liked about this podcast and how it was helpful for you. And if it was, I would love for you to share this with a friend. That is one way that I can continue to grow this podcast, reach more people, and continue to spread the good word. Also, make sure you hit subscribe on your way out so that you never miss an episode with myself, the Mindset Maniac. I'll see you here next time.